Amen. Our wonderful teachers. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If we could get the ushers perhaps to come back and give us a hand. Brother Farrell, if you'll do a U-turn real quick right there. I need you to pass these out. We'd like for every family, every individual that can possibly, we'll go to mom and dad and trickle down. I think we've got about 50 or so. And the reason I give you these is because we have a ton of scripture. And we're going to go fast. But I wanted you to have all of this in your hands. And those of you that would like, go right into your cell phone and get your notes out and just type them. And when we give you the scripture, put it in your notes. Because these scriptures that we're going to reminisce tonight are scriptures that you need to know. And you need to be familiar with them. And because they're pertinent, they're powerful, and they are very, very important. I'm going to share with you scriptures that a number of different religions, and I'll just be honest with you, a number of pulpiteers will not talk about. But we are not afraid of the Word because we love the Word of God. We love the whole Word of God. The whole Word of God. Amen. And I'll tell you something else about the Word of God. That's what will judge us at the end. Amen. Jesus Christ is the Word made flesh. And so, yes, He will judge us, but He will judge us according to His Word. Amen. He's not going to say, I like you, you're pretty. I don't like you, you is ugly. No, it'll be according to the Word. How He will judge us at the end. Amen. So is everyone okay? Are we good? All right. All right. Turn to your neighbor and say, Happy Thanksgiving. Might be the last chance you get. Before we're seated, I want us to go to the Lord in prayer again over some special needs. Sister Sinkfeld passed away today, and one of the most unique situations in my ministry took place today. I could tell that through the years, let me just tell you how long, Brother Sinkfeld was there at that rest home with his wife every day. 8 years. 8 years is how long she suffered from Alzheimer's. And she passed away today, but the presence of the Lord was in there. And through the years, it wasn't anything that was said, but it was like, Pastor, I just want to be with her alone. Because he was, you know, she didn't know anyone, and he didn't want to have to explain that to everybody all the time. And I just, it's just something a pastor can feel. And so there was not a lot of times that my wife probably went more times than I did. And before today, it had been a good while since I'd been by there. And even yesterday, the day before, when we're communicating with them, and I said, Brother Sinkfeld, do you want me to come by and pray with you and the family? No, Pastor, it's okay. We're all right. Everything's fine. Do you need anything to eat? Do you need anything to what? Is there anything? No, Pastor, we're fine. All is well. Everything's okay. She's getting ready to go home, and she won't suffer anymore. Well, today, I rebelled, and I said, I'm going by there. And I did. And I walked in the door, and there she lay on the bed. And I just walked up to her, and as she lay there, I was just rubbing her forehead and down the side of her head there. And I was talking to Brother Sinkfeld. And while I was rubbing her head, she went home. And I thought, I thought that was precious. But then Brother Sinkfeld looked at me like a deer in the headlights. And he said, just a couple of hours ago, the nurse was in here. And I asked her, how much longer do you think she's just going to hang on like this? And the nurse said, she's waiting for somebody. And as soon as I walked in the door and laid hands on her, she went to sleep. It was a beautiful thing. I thought Brother Sinkfeld was going to shout. And I looked at him. I said, Brother, I said, I don't know how you feel, but I'm almost jealous. He said, me too. I love homegoings. I don't wish that anyone would pass away. None of us do. That's not a right spirit. But when they do and you know that they went home, that's a beautiful thing. Two of the ladies of our church within the last week have gone home. And so it's beginning to tap in to Landmark. And so let's pray for the Sinkfeld family. Let's also pray for the Surrette family. Melissa Surrette lost her mother today. She was in a battle with illness for a long time, and she lost her mother today. And so let's just pray for them real quick, shall we? Let's just go to the Lord. Jesus, we call on your name, and we ask you, Master, right now, by the Spirit of God, to prevail upon the needs, the lost, Lord, the loneliness. Bring comfort. Holy Ghost, bring confidence and bring joy. Lord, lock your loving arms around these folks, God, as they suffer the loss of a great loved one. Master, we love you and we lift you. We thank you and we praise you. We honor the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen and amen and amen. We'll be letting you know here shortly what all the arrangements are for Sister Sinkfeld, and so that all of Landmark will have the opportunity to be there. And I'm sure that Brother Sinkfeld will appreciate that. Amen? Praise God. All right. Here's what we're going to talk about tonight. We're going to talk about a few things I'm thankful for. And I got to thinking about it today, and I could think of a lot of things that I'm tremendously thankful for, but let me share these with you at least, and we won't be lengthy. We have a number of scriptures, so we're going to go quick. Amen. And somebody say, Lord, help him in Jesus' name. Thank you. I feel that. God bless you as you're seated just now. Let's go to the Word of God tonight. Amen. A few things that I am thankful for. And I know that you would agree with me when I would say that family's very important. Family is very vital. Amen. And so we are so thankful and we're so grateful for family. Amen. Amen. I'm glad that God was able to cause me to create a family like a family I never knew. As I was growing up, and there was not a lot of discipline in our family, and because of that, the kids scattered and splattered and did a little bit of everything, and moms and dads scattered and splattered and they did a little bit of everything, and I was late in my years before even understanding what discipline really meant, and all of that, but it did finally come, and so. That's why it bothers me today. We're living in a generation that is one generation away from all that hippie stuff, all that free love and drugs and all that kind of thing. And they raised families, or should I say, they fed their kids, but that's about it. Now their kids are having kids. Let me just simply say this. And we're not going to blame it on the hippie age. Maybe we'll blame it on the fact that some parents don't get it. But I was thinking today, when I was thinking about family and how thankful we should be for family, that when a small child tells a parent no, and you let them get by with that, when they become a teenager and hormones come in and kick in, and the influence of high school students kick in, they're going to begin to tell Jesus no as well. Because when they're small, the closest thing they have to Jesus is you. And when you let them tell you no and they get by with it, you've made a very vital mistake. Now, you may not think it's important and you may not think it's valuable, but wait till they start telling God no. I can literally count on that hand how many times Carson and Cody told me no. And I started to say and got by with it, but they never got by with it. If they said no to us, they suffered for it. And so, better to come from me than from the prison system, the court system, police system, judicial systems, right? I'm going to move on because you're not ready to shout right now. So, but I thank God for family. Amen. So let's raise up good, strong, hearty, healthy, disciplined families. Amen. Mom and Dad, do not let them run over you. And don't you get so mad you want to knock their heads off. Amen. Give it to them before you're mad. Promise it. Take them home and let them have it. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm not talking about child abuse, but I'm talking about training. Amen. I mean that. And if I continue to see it, I'm going to continue to preach and teach it. So it's up to you as to how long I preach and teach it. Because I'm hearing it. I'm hearing kids say, no, I don't want that. And you're saying, I don't know what I'm going to do. They're 5 years old. I don't know what I'm going to do. You wait till they're 14 and 15. And then you'll be suicidal. But there's no way. I mean, I'm just telling you. Amen. They were those little people were born in sin and shaped by iniquity. Amen. And they know how to manipulate and they know how to work it. And you know how, and you need to get all of that under control. Amen. Somebody say, I'm thankful for my family. Amen. I love my kids. I love my grandkids. Amen. Grandkids are different. I can spoil them and Mom and Dad have to deal with it. That's my reward for raising them. Just kidding. Hallelujah. All right. I love my family. I love and I am thankful for my church. I love my church. Praise God. I told you last Sunday morning I was on my way to Mount Airy to preach, and they started a little later, and so I was able to watch the preliminaries of Landmark, and I wound up beside the road just worshiping God, tears flowing. Because there was such a sweet spirit in here. And then Brother Tony was sharing with me just before service how he had to be at work, but he was watching it. And as he was watching it, a coworker came up and began to watch it with him. And he said, and finally his coworker said, I got to go. And he walked off. A few minutes later, he was right back watching it again. And then I think it was like the next day, Brother Tony said that he came back by and he said, I've got to go to Landmark. He said, I can't get over it. He said, our church worships God, but I've never felt anything like that. And so turn to your neighbor and say, I love my church. Thankful for my church. When I eat turkey Thursday, I'm going to be thinking about my church. Praise God. And I love my country. I love my country. And I say it, and I've always said it, amen. I want every culture, I want every creed, and every color to be a part of this church, to be able to come into this country. I'd like for them to do it legal. Amen. And I don't want those other countries just to give us their leftovers and just because their prisons are full, then send some of them. You know what I mean? I want them to come here. And but here's what I want them to understand. If your God didn't work for you over there, he ain't going to work for you over here. Try mine. His name is Jesus. Amen. He'll work for you. He'll love you. Amen. And so I love my country. It bothers me to see the flag being burned. It bothers me to see those that are blessed. Yea, way blessed. Amen. And then for the Pledge of Allegiance or our national anthem to be sung and for them not to want to cross their heart. Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you? Amen. Amen. So I love my country. I wanted to say those things before we dipped into the scripture tonight, because there's some things about the scripture that I really am thankful for too. And so let's go through them. I'm thankful that I know how many gods there are. Ephesians 4, 1 through 6. You ready? Let's do this thing. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you're called. With all lowliness, meekness, with longsuffering, forbearing one another in, everybody shout love. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body, one Spirit, even as you are called in the hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. Amen. I know how many gods there are. Somebody tell me. There's only one God. Isaiah 43 and 11. I am the Lord. Everybody say Lord. Now, that word was not invented when Jesus came along. We were calling God Lord even in the Old Testament. I am the Lord. And beside me, how many gods are there? How many saviors are there? There is none. All right. Isaiah 44 and 6. Thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first, I am the last, and beside me there is no God. How many gods? Isaiah, where was that? 44 and 6. We're doing good. Exodus 3:14. And God said unto Moses, this is what he said. This is going to be important in the Bible study in just a few more moments, so stay with me right here. What did God say to Moses? Somebody say it loud. I am that I am. Say it again. I am that I am. Is this Old Testament? All right. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. He wouldn't reveal his name yet. They called him Jehovah. They call him Nissi, Jehovah Nissi, and all this, because he was their banner, he was their strength, and he was their anointed one, and Jehovah Jireh and all this. Amen. But he would not reveal his name as of yet. And so he told Moses, he said, you just tell them the I am sent you. Everybody shout, I am. No, you're not. He is. John chapter 8, verse number 58. All right, look at this. Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was. Now, I thought beside God there was no Savior. I thought there was no other God. Well, there wasn't. There was only him, and it was him. What's his name? That's right. Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. The Spirit of that I am was my spirit, and I'm his flesh. Hallelujah. Somebody shout Jesus. All right, John 14, 9. Just a few things I'm thankful for. I'm glad to know these things. Jesus saith unto him, have I been so long time with you? And he's talking to Philip here. Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? You know what Philip asked him? He said, would you show us the Father that it sufficeth us? In other words, if you just show us the Father, we'll be satisfied. And this is what Jesus said. Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And now how sayest thou then, show us the Father? You won't hear that. But you will hear words like Trinity that are not even in the Scripture. But that right there is in the Scripture. Amen. Isn't that wonderful? How about John 10 and 30? I'm very thankful for that. Praise God. I and my Father are. How about 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 3 and 4? But if our gospel be hidden. Okay, if the gospel that we're preaching, this is what Paul said. He said, if the gospel that I preach is hid, he's fixing to say who it's hidden to. It is hidden to them that are lost. Amen. Praise God. Have you ever met anybody that would argue with a sign and take the wrong road? That's what some of these folks are doing. Amen. You want to share these things with them, and when you do, they get mad. Well, there was a group in the Word of God that got mad about it also. They said, who does he think he is forgiving sins around here? Well, he had a right to forgive sins. You're looking at God in the flesh, buddy. Now, I will say this. Wasn't it sinners that crucified him? Wasn't it sinners that didn't like him, came against him? Well, who were those sinners? They were the church of the day. They came out of the synagogues. They were the high priest. The high priest hired people to come out. Amen. Kind of like our election this past time. Wow. I mean, really? Hire people to beat up other people? And that's what they did. That's what the churches were doing. They got together and said, let's just accuse him of things that he's not even guilty of. Let's get this King of Kings killed. It was not people of the world that crucified him. It was the church. And so we need to understand, and we need to share these things with people of the churches, because there are people in churches that would not do that if they knew better. They wouldn't believe that if they knew better. They'd stand for truth. Amen. They'd stand for righteousness. They'd stand for the whole unadulterated Word of God if they knew that. In other words, at Thanksgiving, they would be thankful for that. It's just a few things I'm thankful for. Praise God. Amen. And so I am thankful that I know the plan of salvation. Amen. Praise God. Look at Acts chapter 22 and verse 16. And now, why tarriest thou? Why are you waiting? Rise up and be baptized. Why? Somebody help me. And wash away thy sins. So you don't get baptized just to join the church. That's not even scripture. You get baptized to wash away your sins. How? Calling on the name of the Lord. Now, what is that name? I'm thankful for that. That gives me direction. No matter what anybody else would say, I know what the Word of God says. Amen. Look at Mark chapter 16 and verse 16. He that believeth. Now, everybody says, believe and you're saved. No, you believe and you're going to be. Because the Bible says, he that believeth shall be saved. That's future tense. It means you're going to be, because the first step is to believe. Amen. I don't care how many times you get baptized, if you don't believe, you're not going to be saved. So the first step is to believe, am I right? But he that believeth and is baptized shall be what? Say it again. Say it again. But he that believeth not shall be damned. Amen. Praise God. And so I'm thankful that I know that. Mark 16 and 16. Acts 2, 38 and 39. It's put all together right here for us. At the very beginning, Peter was the first preacher on the day of Pentecost, started the church. The Lord said, I am the Lord thy God, and I change not. So if it's the right doctrine then, it's the right doctrine today. Everybody wants to talk about the apostolic age. We're in the apostolic age. Like it passed. Like it is no more. Amen. Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized. How many of us? Every one of you. How? In the name of Jesus Christ. For what? There it is again, the washing away of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We'll talk about that again momentarily, that Holy Ghost thing. But this is what I'm thankful for. Acts chapter 19, verse number 6. And the we didn't finish that, did we? Did we finish it? No? Okay. For the promise is unto you and to your children. Amen. Because they didn't say no to you when they were little. Now they're not saying no to God. And and to all that are afar off. That means not just us, but everyone afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. So this scripture, this Acts 2:38 thing, is for everybody. Amen? All right. Praise God. Just a few things I'm thankful for. Acts 10:46. For they heard them. This is how they knew they received the Holy Ghost. Now, I know that there are those that believe, if you just believe in Jesus Christ, wham, you just got the Holy Ghost. There is an evidence. There is a proof that people are filled with the Holy Ghost. And this is it. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Amen. That's how they knew they received the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Acts 10:48. And he commanded them. Now, he didn't ask them. He didn't say, it's optional. You can if you want to. You don't have to be saved. Here's what he said. The Bible says he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then prayed they him to tarry certain days. They wanted him to stay there and to share with them why and how all this happened and all that, because they'd never heard of this before. Praise God. Can you imagine what some churches would do if I was to go in there like Simon Peter and preach the same thing he did and command everybody in there to get baptized in Jesus' name? I'd probably wind up like Stephen. They took him out and stoned him. But I believe that there is such a revival that is coming to our land that they're not going to be able to deny it. Even as I speak right now, there are congregations of Trinitarians coming to the one Lord, one faith, one baptism. They're coming to Acts chapter 2, verse 38. They're coming to Mark 16, 16. And their pastors are receiving it and going back and preaching it, and whole congregations, just like the Bible said, and Paul sent for, and this one sent for that one, because they needed their help. Those pastors are sending for us, and we're coming to give them assistance. And we're baptizing whole congregations in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of their sins. Amen. We're not here to take away any experience anybody has with God. But we are here to add to it if they need it from the Word of God. Correct? Praise God. I'm thankful I know the plan of salvation. Praise God. Where are we? Acts 19 and 6. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them. How did he know? And they spake with tongues and prophesied. Amen. He knew the Holy Ghost came on them because they began to speak in tongues. Praise God. Acts 10:48. And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. And they prayed to him to tarry certain days. That's proof. Holy Ghost. Amen. All right. I am thankful that I know who Jesus is. Let me reinforce this just a little bit here. Let's look at John 5 and 43. Jesus said, I am come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. If another one shall come in his own name, him you will receive. Jesus is trying to tell them, the reason I can forgive sins, the reason I'm calling myself Alpha and Omega, and the reason is because I'm him. I bear his name. You finally know his name. Amen. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin. He shall save them from their sins. Praise God. I got on the airplane. This is so cool. My book came out just in time. I got on the airplane the other day to fly somewhere and preach. And I sat down beside a little lady. And she whipped out a little book and began to read it. And I was looking at it in the corner of my eye. And it was Catholic. It's all Catholic. And all of that. And so I wanted an en route because I wasn't getting off that plane without her having my book. And so I said, that looks like an interesting book. Well, I said that because it looked like it was interesting to her. And so She said, oh, it is. Let me tell you about it. Boy, I really stepped in it, man. And she went through the whole thing, how that this statue of Mary was crying, and tears really came out of the statue's eyes. And it was Mary, Mary, Mary. Everything was Mary. And, you know, with them, Mary is practically God, you know. And so, and it went on and on. I said, that's I can tell that you really like that. She said, oh, yeah. She said, oh, that's interesting to me. I said, I've also got a book. And I said, I would like to share it with you. And I put it over there. She said, I can have it? I said, absolutely. She said, who wrote it? I said, no. I said, I wrote that. And she said, that's amazing. You're giving me a book that you wrote yourself. She said, thank you so much. She said, I want you to have mine. And I thought, what a trade. I got hers, and as soon as I got to where I was preaching, I threw it away. But she was stuck with mine. I thought, that's what I wanted the book to do. That's exactly what I wanted it to do. She was reading about some false miracles, about some statue really crying, and I had a story about the healing power of a God that saves and a God that has mercy and a God that has grace and all of that. And so we made a trade. Amen. And it became a blessing. But I am thankful that I know who Jesus is. Amen. He came in his Father's name. All right, Isaiah 45 and 5. I am the Lord, is what he said, and there is none else. I don't know how much plainer that the Word of God can get. There is no God beside me. I girded thee, in other words, I made you, though thou hast not known me. You have not known me, but you're going to know me, because I'm going to come. Revelations 1 and 8. And it's in Revelation because it is a revelation. You ready for this? Somebody else said this in Isaiah. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is, which was, which is to come, the Almighty. Jesus Christ said. So if there's another God, he just booted him out. I'm just telling you, one Lord, one faith. You know what one faith means? One way to believe. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. You know what one baptism means? One way to be baptized. You know what one Lord means? Only one God. Praise God. All right. Revelation 22:13. Something I'm thankful for, there it is again. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Praise God. John 10 and 30. I am thankful that I know that he said, I and my Father are They can twist that and say they walk along hand in hand. They can twist that and say they believe the same things. But that's not Scripture. That right there is Scripture. Amen. And so it is. Amen. I am thankful for his many blessings. There have been times in my life God has blessed me financially. There's been times in your life that God has blessed you financially. And he will do it again. Amen. And there's been times in my life when the blessings on my health was greater than my finances. Because my health was so bad, it took away my finances. You don't want to go through cancer treatments, even with insurance, because it's very costly. Very costly. However, in the process, God granted me my health back, and I am thankful for my health. And I am thankful I've got most of my mind. Amen. Praise. Let's stand together. I know it's last, but I want you to understand it is not least. And I want this church to know, I want every individual to know that your pastor is thankful for you. Amen. Because without you, I'd be preaching to an empty house, and it wouldn't be this house. And it wouldn't be that house. Or the house that we moved from. Or the house that we're going to. Amen. But because of you, look what the Lord is doing. And look where we're going and what's happening. And so I know I've tagged it last. But I think it's because you eat the meal first and then you get the dessert. And I just wanted to let you know before we left this building tonight that I am truly thankful for you. Amen. Every one of you. Praise God. I wonder if we could close this service tonight with just simply lifting our hands and showing God for just a few moments just how thankful we are. Why don't you list four or five things, amen, and just let Him know. Just let Him know. Just let Him know. Hallelujah. Lord, I'm grateful. Holy Ghost, I'm thankful. Thank you, Jesus, for all of this. These scriptures, Lord, and many, many, many more that verify who you are, that verify Bible salvation, how we are to believe as children of God, how we are to live and serve, how we are to give and sacrifice. And Lord, how thankful we are for one another, for the church, for our family, friends, loved ones. Lord, this Thanksgiving season, we don't want it to go by without letting you know that we love you, Lord, and that we're thankful, and that we are so grateful, for you are a mighty God and a wonderful Savior, and we do love you deeply. In Jesus' name, amen. Somebody shout yes. Amen. God richly bless you. Thank you for being in the house of God tonight. Amen. Take these scriptures, ponder over them over and over, and get very familiar with them. They'll help you with your witness.